You're listening to the Keeping Secrets podcast with Mel and Dez, and we have a secret.
We're swingers.
We have over 10 years of lifestyle experience, and our goal is to share some of the crazy, sexy, and sometimes awkward moments with you while drinking heavily. We may act like teenagers, but this is an 18 and over podcast. And please, for your own safety, don't consider anything we say as professional advice. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Gazebo Lounge of Love.
You love calling it that.
Well, a lot of love happens in there. And it's very loungy.
True.
And lovey. And this is Keeping Secrets podcast. And this is episode 7.
Seven.
So our little COVID quarantine project still going.
Still going. I know. I can't believe we're at 7 already. That's pretty cool.
Jeez. By the time we're up to like maybe 100, maybe COVID will be over.
Oh my God.
Ugh. Jesus. But this gives us something fun to do.
No, it does.
You know? Our plan tonight is to record our lost episode that we...
Yes, I think we'll revisit it at this point, like, now that we calmed.
We're finally calmed down, and we feel like we could talk about our hot tub again.
Yes.
It took some time. That it was a hard loss. To be honest, I think I was kind of drunk when we recorded it, so I don't really remember what we said anyway.
So that works out good for you, then.
It works out good. So that's coming up. We're going to do something.
So that's our secret six.
Yeah, we're going to start calling this secret six because we have a lot of stories that will not fill up a whole episode. So we figure we can do these little short story episodes and call it the secret six.
Yeah, a little like, I don't know, they couldn't fill up a whole thing.
But they're just fun.
They all have stories, something memorable about them.
Something memorable about them.
And they're all about the hot tub.
And ours this week is the hot tub. So before we get into that, we're drinking a little Irish whiskey on the rocks tonight. Simple.
Yeah.
And it's yummy.
It's one of my faves.
It's not Jameson. I gotta go look at the bottle. It's inside, but it's like
Glenmorangie. It was a birthday gift.
Yeah.
And I don't even, I just drank it.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the brand is, but it's good.
I'm like, yum, whiskey.
One thing I wanted to bring up in this episode is just a little review of our last episode, and wanted to thank everybody for checking it out and giving us some positive feedback on it, which was our gangbang episode.
Yeah, people seem to like that one.
Yeah, we got a bunch of comments and messages about it, and
it's a fun topic.
People enjoyed it, yeah. And what made me think of it is on the way to work today, I listened to Swinging Down Under. Down Under. I can't say that.
That's how you
without
say
saying
it
Down Under. Like I'm Crocodile Dundee. But they had their episode about how to organize a gangbang. And it's very hard. It's so difficult. But I wish we would have had some of those tips back then, because some of them were helpful.
It would have made it a little easier.
You know, but we kind of figured it out for ourselves. And one thing I forgot to mention in the last episode is this is something we were kind of planning before COVID hit, but we met a single gentleman on SLS, mm-hmm. our dating site, that actually organizes these, and he has, I don't know, 3 to 6 guy friends that are all on SLS.
Yeah.
And when you talk to him, he gives you all their names so you can look up their profiles and read their certs.
Yeah.
And vet everybody. And that was, you know, seemed like a really good way to go about it. And
I know we were kind of leaning in that direction,
you know,
for our next
to the
one.
Guy. Yeah, I was talking to him, and
it really,
you know,
it probably would have happened before, but we couldn't pinpoint like an exact
no,
date.
No, it was supposed to happen like sometime February, March, April, I think.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hopefully post-COVID shenanigans that'll happen.
It's on the list.
Also, Kate and Daryl at Swinging Down Under suggested checking out the internet. They actually have sites that arrange gangbangs for you. I guess you put in all your preferences and you pay a certain amount of money and they organize the people and the venue and stuff like that.
Even here? Like by us?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up yet, but I'm gonna try. But and one thing they were talking about was having a theme.
a theme for the gangbang.
And I thought that was a good idea.
I freaking love themes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what kind of theme could we have for a gangbang?
Huh.
Like, could you think of anything off the top of your head?
Oh my God, I don't know. There's like endless possibilities there. I think, like, what would I like dress up and everything?
Definitely. But I know there was a podcast I listened to that was organizing one where everybody, all the men were to come like dressed very well, like suits.
Yeah.
And like really like high end hotel. And yeah, it was supposed to be a very like classy.
That's kind
of
cool.
Thing. But yeah. I don't know. Can you think of any?
Jeez, I don't know. For you?
No? That's you're going to get back to us on that?
No, I need to think. Yeah, this is like, I never even really thought about that.
I think it's something we need to explore.
But that's kind of cool.
For our next one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with whoever it is, we can come up with some kind of a cool theme. So if anybody out there has some really good ideas, some good themes for gangbangs, email us, Twitter.
Yeah, get totally. In touch with us. That's really honestly like, something I didn't even think about.
Give us some ideas because I think that would be really
fun. That would be so fun.
Yeah, that would put it over the top. So that's, I just wanted to mention that about the last episode. Just some things that were on my mind since then. So that's that.
But, cool.
And before we get into our secret six, someone here is the birthday girl.
My birthday's tomorrow.
Your birthday's tomorrow. No one loves their birthday more than you.
I am a little obsessed about it. I just really like a day. That's about me.
You mean a week. You mean a week.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was going to say this year it seems to be a week, but I usually squeeze at least a week out of it.
But it's also, if you think about it, it's your birthday month.
It is my birthday month.
So lots of things happen throughout the month. You pretty much celebrate the whole month. Usually, yesterday we would have went to the Renaissance Fair, which
This past weekend would have been
every birthday.
The Renaissance Fair. That's what
we do. We usually hit the Renaissance Fair probably twice a year. Sometimes three times a year.
Yeah, for my birthday.
We dress up.
I know.
We love it. We love the...
That was kind of depressing.
The beer and the meat and the turkey legs and the...
It was kind of depressing, though, that I couldn't spend my birthday there this year.
Yeah, we always do.
We did last year. I can't even think of the last time we didn't. Yeah. That's how many years we've done
this. And it was closed this year, which I don't know if... I think it could have went on with masks.
I know. I feel like with the Ren Faire, especially the Ren Faire, the costumes and everything, people could have came up with elaborate masks.
Yeah.
And could have worked them into their costumes.
Totally would have done
and
that.
And it's all outdoors.
Would have been fine.
Like, I feel like it would have been fine, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, that was a decision they made this year, so we'll be back next year.
But we had a little fun on Saturday.
We did. So instead of, you know, we had a little bit of a socially distanced birthday hangout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a local place that has a really big outdoor beer garden.
Yeah.
And we went and three other couples?
Mm-hmm.
Lifestyle couples we know?
Yes.
Came and it was really nice.
Yeah, it was
fun. We had a really good time.
It was nice to be out and it was nice.
You got a shake weight? Somebody gave you a shake weight.
I got a shake weight.
I don't know why, but this shake weight got passed around.
Which was fun.
But yeah, that was a little pre-birthday hangout. And that was a good time.
Should I talk about my dress?
The dress you wore. So, imagine if your 40-something-year-old wife dressed like she was 12.
Oh,
that's
how
Mel
cute did
dresses,
I look.
But very cute. She has her own kind of style. I'm going to figure out how to post some of this stuff, I think. But she had this dress. It was like, I don't know, comic style.
It was almost like pop art.
Pop art, like food and like
all
hot dogs and
food.
Ice cream and all over your dress.
It is the best dress. We have to somehow post a picture of that dress somehow.
But that's your style anyway.
It is.
You wear lots of weird, like you have this like skirt that it's like outer space, but it has unicorns all over it. What else do you
I have?
What kind of weird stuff do you have?
My cat skirt has all the kitty cats on it.
You have a skirt with kitties all over it. You know, she'll just normally wear a unicorn horn on her head. Or a tiara, something like that.
Oh, I love tiaras. Or I have my little puffs, my little hair puffs that I wear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
The conversation is like, are you really going shopping like that? Do we have to go food shopping like this?
I don't know. I feel like I may not have been as much like this when I was younger, but you kind of, the older you get, you just kind of don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like you have these like
and I'm gonna wear whatever
really
I feel like wearing
crazy bright sparkly Doc Martens.
Oh, I love those.
Like that you, and with I your skirts.
And I get compliments on my outfits. Maybe they're just mocking me, but.
Like, do you see what that one's wearing over there?
I know. But I love it, and it makes me happy.
I wonder if they do what I do. You know, like, we're walking into somewhere, and I see some strange person dressed weird, and I'm like, look at this one. Like, that's what they do to you.
But I look cute, though.
You do look cute.
Very cute. I pull it off.
You do.
All I have to say.
You do. I swear. You really do. It's always interesting.
Well, you know, I like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, I'm on my toes. So, one more thing about your birthday. So, next week, I rented this awesome Airbnb for us.
I know, I'm really excited about
it. We're going overnight.
We haven't been away in forever.
Cool little, like, bohemian-style apartment.
Like a loft.
Like loft with a rooftop.
Like lounge?
Lounge, I guess. Outdoor. Like, you walk out this door and you're
like
on
private.
This.
Like, it's just us.
This private rooftop. Lounge where I'm planning on you hanging out there naked, probably. I'm sure people will be able to see from somewhere.
That's for your
home. So right now the plan is naked, get a box of pizza. That's the
plan.
And drink.
Naked pizza.
That's our plan.
And drink.
Yeah, so far that's the plan. So that's next Saturday. And
so that's why we're saying my birthday is kind of like from this past Saturday to next Saturday.
Right.
So.
Because your birthday is a Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get, but what, if your birthday falls on a weekend, you don't get two weekends. If it's in a week, you get two weekends.
No, I've finagled that somehow too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you probably did. All right, that was the little preview. So we're gonna get to the episode now.
Here we go. Yes.
This is the Secret Six.
I feel like we need a little song for the Secret Six.
You think I should make something up?
Like yeah.
I made up the intro song. I can make up a.
Right. We need like we say Secret Six needs to have some like do 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 do.
Okay.
Like behind.
All right.
I don't know. Like an echo, Secret Six.
All right, now that's where you'll hear that if I figure it out. If I don't,
it comes up with something, it'll be right there.
It out, you just imagine a little.
Imagine awesome music little, behind the Secret
little
Six.
Little music to introduce the Secret Six hot tub shenanigans.
Take two.
Secret Six.
Okay, so, all right, number one. Single vanilla. Blah, blah, blah.
Take two. Take two. Three.
Single vanilla girl.
Yes.
So we have a friend. This actually didn't happen in our hot tub. This happened in our friend's hot tub.
This is in our friend's hot tub, yes.
So we had a couple we've talked about in the past, Mr. and Mrs. Captain Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Probably the reason why we now have a hot tub because of how fun their hot tub was.
Right. Now they are vanilla friends, technically.
Technically.
been friends for years and years and years, but there's a whole circle of friends surrounding them, and one of them is this single girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a lifestyle at all.
Nope.
Was married.
She was married, yes. She had pretty recently been divorced at that point.
I think she was divorced. And, you know, it was a typical night in the hot tub. We're all hanging out and drinking beers and, you know, I don't know. I think it was probably winter because I think it was cold out.
Maybe.
And
It was September. I remember. It was actually September.
Was it?
Because it was Mrs. Captain Morgan's birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to me. Because I don't know how I pulled this off, but, you know, the night got a little wild after a little while.
And crazy.
It ended up being just, I think, the three of us in the hot tub, left in the hot tub. Other people went to bed. Right?
I think so. No, Mr. Captain Morgan hung around for a while.
He always likes to hang around to see if he sees a boob or two.
He was sensing that shenanigans might occur, so he was kind of hanging around.
So I don't know what happened, but her and I just started fooling around, and this is out of nowhere.
Like, really out of nowhere.
Like, there was never like any sexual tension. There was never flirting, really.
No.
It was just, I guess, alcohol fueled. And it ended up turning into a threesome between
took me by surprise at first, honestly. I was taken back a little bit because I was like, all right, not expecting, not expecting that.
I single-handedly transformed the vanilla girl to the lifestyle.
Yeah, no, we were in the hot tub for a while, I think, and then we moved it inside.
Yeah, and it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, you enjoyed time. Yourself.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. And it was never talked about again.
No, it was
after
like
this night.
It never
brought up.
Part, you know, not I'm not saying you are not memorable, but I think she was so drunk that I don't think she has a clear memory of it.
Well, I think I was so drunk too. So I don't want to say like she was so drunk and I took advantage of her.
Oh, no.
It was mutual.
Yeah, no, there was...
And you were sort of not so drunk, so you were kind of calling the shots.
I was kind of calling... Yes, unfortunately, I had woken up that morning horribly hungover from the night before. And I knew we were going to my friend's party, but I really couldn't drink much. I just couldn't. So I was really sober during this. Yeah, which so. You always say, like, sucks for you, because I, you know, kind of...
Well, I don't want... You've seen all the stupid shit I'm doing when I'm drunk, so, but you're able to witness it.
But no, I remember, like, you know, you guys were getting flirty in the hot tub, and then, like, I kind of came over, and I'm, like, looking, I'm like, what's going on here?
So that's happening.
And I kind of, like, feel around into the hot tub, and I'm like, yeah, you guys are fucking.
Were we fucking in the hot tub?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Totally.
I don't remember that. Yep. I thought it was just waited till we got inside.
No. And this is where, so I'm like, all right, let's see what's going to happen here. And then I really, because I'm such a good wife, I totally orchestrated
the rest of it.
Brought it inside.
And you kick Mr. Captain Morgan
out.
And
I kicked Mr. Yes, because he was trying to hang out. I'm like, your wife is upstairs sleeping.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'm like, go to her. Like, get out of here. Give this one to
Dez. I think you lied to him. You're like, hey, yeah, I'll come up there I'll come up there in a few minutes.
I did. I said, go up there and I will meet you up there in a little while. I never showed up there.
Well, but, you're like, I got to get this done for Dez and let...
Yeah, see, you know, I like...
I think that might have been my first
female
threesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, go me.
Go you.
And go you for letting it happen.
I know, and she was like the, you know, you have like a... You get a check for her being a...
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Yeah. Vanilla. That's number one.
And we still know her, we still talk to her, and...
Yeah, but it's never been mentioned
It's never been mentioned.
Maybe she doesn't even know what happened.
I don't know.
But anyway, that's number one. Let's not get too long into these stories. So number two, this is an interesting one. Our night started off with a couple.
Oh, yes.
Friends of ours.
Yes.
Did we name them?
Mr. and Mrs. Hops.
Mr. and Mrs. Hops. They may have been brought up before. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But they're really fun.
They're cool, yeah.
So they were here at the Gazebo Lounge of Love,
mm-hmm.
you know, and...
That was, I think it was like the first time they were here.
Yeah, that was the first time we hooked up with them sexually. And that was fun.
It was a really fun night. It was a really good night.
We didn't go in a hot tub.
No.
But you have to, you know, the plot thickens.
Plot thickens.
They were over. We had a great time with them. We had some gazebo sex. and they left.
Yeah.
And we
good
went
night.
To bed. Mm-hmm. You and I went to bed. I don't know what time this was. It might have been like, Midnight-ish,
yeah.
And we fall asleep. Well, I fall asleep anyway. I wake up like 2 in the morning. I look over. I'm like, there's no Mel. And I'm like, where the fuck is Mel? So I'm like, oh, maybe I was snoring or something. You know, she went out to go lay on the couch. So I get out, let me go check if she's in the bathroom. Maybe she's not feeling well. No. Is she on the couch? No. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, my wife is gone. So I look out the window towards onto our deck, and it's dark, but our hot tub has like lights that change and I look out there and I see her in a hot tub and a guy. And there's a guy in there with her.
There's a guy.
Now, who is this guy?
Well, okay. So the place that we actually went to birthday on Saturday.
You may hear ice clinking when I'm drinking my drink.
He was a bouncer there that we, all the girls, the last time we had gone, were kind of oogling. He was a big guy with a beard and I don't know.
Big muscly guy.
Big muscly guy.
I was
You even had a little
like,
bit of beard envy.
I had beard envy, yeah. He was like, he had a bald head and like beard, and he was all muscled and very, he was super impressive looking guy.
They have like little fire pits there, and he was coming over and like working the fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was that. And then I wind up running into his picture, his profile on Tinder one day.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
From the bar.
Bearded bouncer dude.
So I write, I'm like, what the heck? So we actually started talking and texting a little bit back and forth. But we hadn't met at this point. But when Mr. and Mrs. Hopps left and we went to bed and lay down, Des fell asleep immediately, but I was kind of still raring to go. I don't know why.
You were not done.
I was not done. So I kind of was texting the feelers out for some single guys that I knew if they were free and wanted to come hang out for a little while. And I thought of Bouncer Dude, and he got off work late, so I figured that was the perfect opportunity, and he was free.
And he was free. Now, I couldn't tell who was in the hot tub. I only saw, like, the head, right? So I couldn't tell who it was, so I'm like, let me check my security cam and see who is coming up the driveway. And then I'm like, oh, then I'll know who it is.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the security cam, and I don't just see one guy come up the driveway. I see a guy come up the driveway and leave, I don't know, an hour or two later. And then I see another guy come up the driveway and leave an hour or two later. So you invited two guys over, well, back to back.
Yes. And this is why, because I messaged them both. One responded right away, which was...
Oh, by the way, this is the first introduction, I think, of Mr. Saki.
Yes,
Mr. Saki. We're calling him Mr. Saki. We've probably been friends with him for...
4 or 5 years.
And I actually think he's maybe the only one who knows about the podcast, and I think he actually listens, so hi. And there'll be more stories about him. So, continue.
Cool. So, Mr. Saki answered, and I invited him over, and this wasn't hot tub involved.
But I don't know if he knew there was another guy that night, but now he does.
Well, now he does, but he was first. So.
Was he first?
Yeah.
Okay.
He came, we had fun in the gazebo.
Never woke up for that.
And you never woke up for that, and then he left. And I checked my phone, and Bouncer Dude also responded. So I just kind of looked at my phone, and I was like, huh, what the fuck? So then I told him to come. I cleaned up.
So, of course, I couldn't go back to sleep after this.
Hip and I, we just hung out in the hot tub.
Yeah,
so, it never really got crazy.
So I'm, like, staring out the window, and I'm like, I don't know. I guess I should just, I don't know what to do. But anyway.
Yeah, that was just a hot tub.
That's kind of the way.
Fool around.
We roll, you know.
Yeah. No, but the next morning was funny because, like, you know, it all seems well and good when it's all happening. And then I wake up and he's not in bed. So he woke up before me. And then, like, I just had a thought of, like, huh, did I go too far? Did I go too far, you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I think I texted you. I was like, I was bad or something.
Hey, I was bad last night. And I was like, I know it. You didn't know if I knew or not.
I wasn't sure.
Because I think I went to bed by the time you came back in. I don't know if I was actually sleeping when you came in. It was like one of those things in the movies where I'm like, eyes are closed and you lay down and my eyes like slowly open. But I wasn't mad. And
no.
It ended up being a fun thing to talk about.
It was a fun story.
All right. So we're going to go to number three.
Mm-hmm.
This is a couple. We named them Fit Wine Couple.
Yes.
Because for some reason they brought diet wine over to drink.
They did. They brought diet wine over.
It's never happened before, but okay. So I think they actually came over on a dare.
It was a dare. That's what makes this feel funny.
We were at a friend's house, a vanilla party, and I think you drove home, and I was there on SLS, and somebody wrote, and I was just started talking back to them, and I was like, all right, why don't you just come over now? And they're like, don't dare us. I was like, I dare you.
Yeah. And they freaking showed up.
Came over. You know?
And I don't think they lived around the corner. I think they were
lived about 30 minutes away or something like that.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah, they showed up and they brought diet wine.
Yeah. And they were, you know, they were a very good-looking couple.
Yeah, super good-looking.
And we had never met them before.
No.
We hadn't even really talked to them much. So it was a little awkward. I remember being a little nervous when they were coming. Yeah. Like, I was like, you're serious? They're really coming?
Yeah. And then, you know, I had told them already, like, you could bring swimsuits if you want. We don't wear them in the hot tub, but you can bring them. They brought them, which they both had American flag
swimsuits. Yeah, matching American flag swimsuits.
So, we all got in the hot tub.
Yeah, we jumped in the hot tub.
And I think at one point we maybe offended them because we started talking about couples who CrossFit together. And like, they never shut up about it. And they were like, well, we CrossFit.
I know. It turns out they're like a big CrossFitting couple.
Yeah.
Like, that's their hobby.
And we
didn't know enough about them.
No, we didn't know anything about them, really. You know, we probably chatted for maybe an hour before we got in the hot tub.
I think they teased, like, as if they were getting out of the hot tub and everything like that. But we laughed it off, thank God.
But then stuff went down.
Yeah. No, it was like, it was like that we didn't have any idea this is where our night was going.
Yeah. And you know what? This was actually a one and done.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. We never
saw them again after that.
Never saw them again.
We hung out one more time.
We hung out one more time.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. They came to like a birthday party or a party.
But no, you know, we were thinking maybe they can meet up, also meet some of our other friends. But I guess nobody else hit it off and we just lost touch.
Yeah, but that happens. It was a fun night. One and done is fun sometimes.
No, it was a fun night.
You don't got to be friends with everybody.
No. And, you know, she was a lot of fun in the hot tub, and like she was doing something that not a lot of people do. Like she was like kissing my ear.
Yeah, you said you really liked
that. I really liked it. Yeah, and I think she, I don't know. You're gonna notice a theme too that a lot of people choke me.
You tend
like,
to
girls
get
like to choke me.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know either.
Something about you. They feel like they need to.
I don't think I come off as like a submissive guy. I'm like, I'm usually with other girls more than you, I'm usually sort of dominant. Like, I feel funny to do it with you because you know I'm a dork. So
I know, we talked about that before.
I think she might have been doing a little of that. And I remember the next morning, we're laying there, and I was like, so how is this guy, you know? And I was like, hey, you know, what am I? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm used to, honestly,
seeing
the dick that goes in you.
Seeing what I'm
like, I'm used to seeing that beforehand. Like, whether it be pictures or...
You have some kind of idea.
I have an idea.
No, this is like underwater. Underwater. You know, you don't know.
Don't know what's happening under that water. So I was like, yeah, you know, how was it? Was it okay? You know, did he have a big cargo? And you're like, yep. I'm like, really?
And I answered like right away. I'm like, yes, it did.
And I was like, fuck, like... I didn't know this at
the time.
You
didn't know.
So this bothered me for some reason.
I know, that's funny.
It didn't bother me, but it was so like, oh my God.
Like really?
I never wanted to see a cock so bad.
No, he was...
I just like to see what you're enjoying.
It was...
That's all.
It was fun.
It's not, you know...
It wasn't a bad night. It was a very weird surprise that we didn't expect.
It was a good one and done.
Yeah. It's like one of those...
I don't think that we would have hit it off...
That's what I was going to say.
As friends. As
I don't think we really had much in common, and I don't know if we would have really been like
the hangout type. They were attractive, and they were attracted to us. But that was that.
It was fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
And that's number three. All right, we're going to go with number four. Ready for this? This is Mr. and Mrs. Dirty Martini.
Oh, yes.
So,
this is a good one.
This is a pretty funny one. Like,
not a long story, but a funny story. It's not a long story.
I don't know. I think we were out. And it was fucking freezing.
This was like February
or something.
It was
fucking cold. I think there was maybe snow, like a little bit of snow on the ground. It was freezing out.
Mm-hmm.
One of the coldest nights I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
So I think we were out, and then we had to come relieve the babysitter. So we sent your sister home.
Yes. And then, I know.
So we told them to follow us back and just kind of wait down the block until you saw the car leave. And then come. So they came over. We all... jumped in the fucking ice cold weather, stripped down, got in the hot tub.
But I know as much as that is painful when you're jumping in, like getting undressed to jump in, I love going in the hot tub when it's cold. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's like an extra layer of adventure to it. I don't know.
Yeah, it was so cold. But under the water was great, and we had a lot of fun under the water.
Totally.
There were certain points where, like...
Remember we kept like part of our body would lift out the little water...
Well, I know Mr. Dirty Martini and I both got like double blowjobs.
Yes.
So we had to obviously stand up out of the water for that. Yeah. And it was simultaneously amazing and
excruciating.
Excruciating.
Like, at the same time.
Yeah, I think I had icicles in my beard.
Yeah. Yeah, my hair. Like, it felt like ice.
It was so crazy. So, all that fun stuff happened. You know, we kicked a lot of water out of that tub.
Oh my God, yeah, so much water out of that tub.
We were in there for so long that the temperature dropped in the hot tub.
It was like below body temperature.
I think it was like around 93 or 92.
No,
we were starting to
shiver.
Like, we got
to
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like we got to stop.
Mr. Dirty Martini, he was like, I'm just going to grab my clothes, run to the car, and turn it on and heat it up. So when Mrs. Dirty Martini got out, she could just run into the car. And
yeah.
So he gets up.
Butt naked.
Butt naked. And what does he do? He grabs the clothes and runs to the car.
Grabs all the clothes.
All of our clothes. Everyone's
clothes.
And runs
to the car.
So nobody else had clothes.
But our hot tub and like our driveway, like they're not real close to each other.
No.
So he's running.
Butt naked.
Butt naked down the driveway.
Yeah, it was on my security cam.
Like you we see have neighbors that are not that far.
Yeah, no. He's a nut. I don't know how we ended up getting our clothes back.
No, then we get, because we get out and then we realize that none of our clothes are here. So now we're all
shivering. We're yelling. For him to bring our
clothes
back. Anyway.
That was so funny.
That was a good one.
Oh my God, that was funny. Yeah. And then we would talk, talked about that for like,
we still
talk about it.
In fact, our group text message has something to do with hot tub.
That's right. Yeah, we named it something to do with
hot tub. There was no music or something. And Mrs. Dirty Martini said, well, like there were a lot of bubbles and I don't know.
Oh, we were naming, what would we name, a fragrance or something? Oh, if it was named after our night in the hot tub?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Named it Pussy Bubbles. So our group text message with them is called Pussy Bubbles.
Yes.
And you can imagine it pops up on your phone and people are like, what the fuck is Pussy Bubbles? But anyway.
Inside joke's the best.
Maybe we should name this episode Pussy Bubbles.
That would be a good idea. I like
Secret
that.
Secret Six Pussy Bubbles.
Pussy Bubbles.
Okay. Will they let me do that on iTunes? Can you write the word pussy?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. Maybe
don't know.
You could like...
make it dollar signs as S's or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure that out. All right. Number five. So,
number five one's weird.
It's weird. You know, there's a single guy that we knew.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to name him Mr. Bullet.
Yes.
Because Bullet, like Bullet Bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some single guy experiences with him that were pretty good that maybe we'll throw in another future episode.
Mm-hmm.
So he now has a girlfriend.
Yes.
At the time. And who is a stripper.
She is.
So a heavily...
a raven-haired stripper.
Redhead, heavily tattooed stripper.
Who's also a witch.
And she... yes, she's also a witch. So I can't pass that opportunity up.
No, of course not.
That's right up my alley right there.
Yeah.
So... one night they came to the hot tub. So
yeah, we invited them over.
We didn't actually have sex.
No. No, it really wasn't her thing. Like, she wasn't...
but
she's a stripper.
Yeah. But, you know, there was some fooling around. She's not really lifestyle, but I think she wanted to kind of... if there was a couple they would do this with, it would be us. Because he always talks about how much he loves our relationship and...
yeah.
And he wants one like it and stuff like that. So... that got interesting. There was some, you know, hands and fooling around and making out. And she almost killed me with
a
choke.
She went a little crazy with the choking.
Yeah, no, but that was I've been choked before. That was a fucking choke. Like, it was a deadly choke.
Like,
I was like, all right, you got to chill.
I think, did you tell her to stop? I don't remember.
No.
No?
I went through
it. What if you would have fainted?
I powered through it. I was willing to take that chance.
Jeez.
Like, it's not every day you get a redhead... tattooed witch stripper in your hot tub.
No, it was a weird night because like she simultaneously would like be choking you and cock blocking me.
I don't know what was going on.
No, she like she didn't really want me and him to be doing much.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was interesting. And then all of a sudden she broke down in tears.
Yeah, I think it wasn't for her.
It wasn't for her.
I mean, I'm the one who almost died.
True.
I should have been in tears.
But in our defense, she is, we've known her since a couple other times. She's a little bit of a drama queen.
Yeah, but, you know, very nice. And you know, it just wasn't for her. Like,
no,
I think maybe she was...
maybe she was testing it out for him.
Testing out the waters, you know, so to speak.
But they have a dom.
Yeah.
And, like... what do you call it?
Like a dom sub.
Relationship.
Type, like, yeah, she calls him daddy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, big time. Like, mm-hmm. And there's actually a experience you had with him alone.
Yeah, well that should be an episode.
That's something we'll bring
about.
Yeah,
definitely.
And that was, like, your real first dom sub type.
Yeah, I've said it before.
They would call it a scene, you know, and...
I miss it. Like, it was fun to have that to go to sometimes,
yeah,
you know?
That's one we'll bring up. I think we'll do like a Secret Six single guy experiences or something like that.
That would be a good idea.
And that we could throw that one in there. So that, you know, that was a good time though. Another good hot tub night.
Yeah, it was interesting. that was one of the interesting ones.
So I'm trying to think. This next one, number six, we're calling these guys Mr. and Mrs. Tito's.
Yes.
I just remember the night they came over, they brought
Tito's. Yeah, the first night we met them, they brought Tito's.
And he brought me some scotch, actually, too.
But
were drinking Tito's and, like, seltzer or something like mm-hmm. that. We were into these guys.
Yeah, no, they're a very good-looking couple. She was really pretty.
Spanish,
I think. He had, you know, a beard right up my alley.
Yeah. They were our type.
Very, like, personable, very cool.
So I think the first night they came over, we got into the hot tub.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had been drinking for quite a while.
Yeah. They came over pretty early. Yeah. And we started drinking
We drank for a long time.
Like, I guess this isn't, like, it's a good and bad story. It's not one of our best stories because it got weird.
Yeah.
But we had, I don't know how experienced they were. Like, I'm thinking they weren't very.
Right. And in hindsight, we started to think he was more into, like, the hot wife type stuff than him actually being with you.
Yeah. So, like
I think he more wanted to watch his
wife. Which is fine. I mean, you like to do that as
well.
I
do too, but you have to be, if you're going to be with a couple, you have to be respectful.
You do. And I started to realize right away that, like,
he was paying more attention to us.
He was paying more attention. And he even at one point pushed me, like, over to be able to see you guys better. And it didn't feel good.
Well, yeah, because Mrs. Tito's and her really huge breasts sat up on my lap facing me.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably couldn't see what was going on.
Yeah.
Right. So she's moving around there, you know, and, and, you know, obviously in a hot tub, you're not going to have protected sex.
Yeah.
You know, this is a long time ago. We haven't always done the right thing.
No, we've gotten much better.
No, we're not much better. We are better now. Yeah. We don't do it anymore.
No, but in the beginning, there were slips. And
there were slips and, you know, there were tests.
Tests were done.
But, you know, it was discussed to have protected sex.
Yes. No, when we talked in chatting and stuff, it was, and that's our plan.
That was our plan. And, you know, Mrs. Tito's is sort of dry. I mean, I guess you can't say dry humping.
Because you're in a hot tub, I know.
But she's rubbing all up and down the area.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts to kind of put me in a little bit. And I was like, and I was talking to her. I was like, listen.
I know, we discussed this because they brought it up. Yeah. It was very important to them and we agreed.
Yeah, and I was like telling her, I was like, I don't think this is, she's like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you sure? I was like, maybe you guys should talk. And she's like, no, it's okay. I was like, she's like, I swear. And then all of a sudden she starts fucking me.
And then I guess he kind of, from, you know, looking over my shoulder, he realizes and loses it.
He lost it.
And it was so awkward.
Nobody wants to be in that position.
Oh my God.
You know, how I felt so terrible.
She didn't throw you under the bus though.
No, she said it was because of me.
It was my fault.
I told him it was okay. It's my fault. She totally did that right away. But he was upset and it got really awkward. And our hot tub's not big.
No, you know what I mean? I know.
It's a four-person hot tub.
Like we were trying to out of the way.
They like kind of went into one corner and we're having kind of a private conversation. And I was like, am I going to get my ass kicked?
I know.
Like,
we didn't know what was going to happen.
You know, I was very apologetic. I was sorry. And I feel terrible about it.
And I think I kind of like looking at you going, really, hon? Really?
I was like, yeah, I know. But then I don't know what happened, but it turned out we made up.
Yes, somehow.
Went into the house, into the bedroom.
Yeah, and then continued
in there, protected.
Yeah.
Like, and did everything right. So and ended up being a good night, and we hung out with them after that.
Yeah, we saw them a couple more times after that.
Saw them a few more times after that, but they dropped off the face of the earth. In fact, they dropped off of SLS.
And everything. Yeah.
So I...
Well, we had plans to meet
them. We actually had another experience with them in the hot tub.
We did.
With a couple other people, which you can imagine there was probably six or seven people
in the hot tub.
In our four-person hot tub. Well, there was a lot of sitting on laps.
I know.
It was after just like a party that we had, like a vanilla party, and yeah. And all the lifestyle people hung around. Are we singing in a
bonus?
Around.
Is this a bonus?
Is this a bonus? Well, it's the same couple.
Same couple.
I'm not going to talk too much about that time, but because you didn't fool around with him at all that time. I fooled around with her, but
yeah.
There was other people in there, and there was a lot of hands and fists. There was fists. anyway, that was that's a slight bonus. I guess.
We had plans with them, dinner plans, and
yeah,
like it was they plans. Canceled because I think their kids did a lot of like cheerleading or something like that. They had an event.
Yeah, we were supposed to meet up with them somewhere.
And then we never rescheduled, and we just never heard from them again.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
I don't. And then they weren't on Swing Lifestyle anymore.
I know.
And I don't know if we had personal text numbers with them. I think it was a Kick, and their Kick didn't exist anymore.
No.
So.
And I don't know. Like I mean, in the times that we saw them, I don't know if they really knew what they were doing in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Maybe they just changed their mind.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I feel like there could have been issues even with that the other time that we were talking about because.
Yeah.
I mean, the other couple that was in the hot tub with us, like they had never met them.
Yeah.
And he was with the girl, and I don't know if that was, like, an issue.
Well, I was fooling around with her, and he was fooling around with this other girl. And then you were stuck with some guy you didn't want to be with. And this is one of the things where you're kicking me under the water.
I know.
And I'm like, ow, what are you doing? Why are you kicking me?
I know. Like, I mean, you've gotten a little bit better.
No, that was a time we're not going to talk about. I'm sorry about
I know.
That
you feel bad about that
so.
One.
Yeah, that was.
You know, sometimes it's not that we shouldn't. Sometimes we need to talk about things.
No, we make mistakes. Yeah.
People, relate to things, and sometimes there's mistakes.
Yeah,
you know,
we definitely make mistakes, and you know, in like 10-ish years we've been in this, mm-hmm. we made a lot of them.
Yeah,
but
like it's a learning experience here and there.
Overwhelmingly good experiences, though. You know,
but I think those were
mishaps.
The most memorable, good or bad, hot tub experiences.
I'm sure we
can
think of
20
more, but this is that's them.
That's them.
That's the ones we picked.
Yes.
Maybe it'll be a hot tub part two.
I hope it's cohesive. I hope we're making sense with these, but
yeah, this was, you know, just think of it as short stories.
Little short stories.
Instead of a novel. You know? So you know, I think that's it for that.
Yeah.
So we'll hit on that some more. We'll do some other things. Maybe if anybody has suggestions for that too. So
single guy one would be good though.
Yeah, we'll do a single guy one.
There's some funny stories, some really good stories,
yeah.
some horror stories. It would be funny to get a little bit of those out.
There's a single guy with a British accent that turns out
that didn't really have a British accent.
So we'll get to that one day. That's a great one. But
that is a good one.
And we'll talk about that. But that's it for this episode. So just some things to bring up is Twitter. We're on there. Keeping Secrets. You can check us out on Twitter. You can message us, you know, whatever you want. Our email, keepingsecrets75@gmail.com. You know,
I like getting emails. I hope people.
We got an email yesterday. It was a nice guy, you know, saying he really enjoyed our podcast. He was looking for hot wife episodes.
Cool.
And we got a couple of those.
We do. So we'll probably have more.
So he enjoyed that. And, you know, if you listen to us and you like us, maybe throw us a few reviews or stars on iTunes, you know?
Yeah, it'll help us get found,
yeah,
I think, people, you know.
Help us get some more listeners. And the more listeners we have, the more fun things I think we could do, you know?
Yeah.
There's things I want to do when we start to get some more listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not quite there yet. We're still small.
You know? Yeah,
we're still small.
Only episode 7.
Yeah,
we're starting small.
It's okay. I don't mind being small. Damn it. That came out wrong. I don't think I should have. Maybe I'll delete that. Okay, so I think we're going to sign off. So you're not going to mess up this time.
I'm already thinking about how I'm going to mess up.
No, because I leave it in every time because I think it's funny.
I know you leave in my mess ups.
I like leaving them in. They're cute. But this time you're going to do it and you're not going to mess up.
Oh my God.
Are
now
you
it's
ready?
I think so.
All right, think about what you're going to say.
I already can't remember.
Not just that. Now you're going to laugh while you say it.
I know I am.
All
right. So stupid.
Calm down.
Okay.
Just calm down.
I'm calming down.
Let's finish this episode up.
Okay.
I'm Dez.
And I am Mel. And if we...
Ah, motherfucker!
What was it again? If you keep our secrets, we'll keep yours? No.
No.
Remember? I forgot how it goes.
How can you forget? It's... I can't even remember what it is now. It's something about keeping someone's secrets. It's something about that. Let's see. All right, I think it goes like, I'm Des and I'm Mel. And if you keep our secrets,
we'll keep yours.
Okay, we're gonna do it now.
Okay.
I'm Des.
And I'm Mel. And if you keep our secrets, we'll keep yours.
Very good.